Good morning. Heavy rain overnight has produced instances of flooding in urban areas as well as along streams, creeks, and rivers. The wind also gusted at times up to 50 miles per hour, and some cases locally up to 70 miles per hour, causing scattered power outages. Early this Christmas morning, we are unseasonably mild with temperatures in the 50s and lower 60s throughout the region, and although the rain and strongest winds will continue, we will begin to see both subside gradually through the morning and especially this afternoon. Still, flood watches and warnings remain in effect as the runoff will persist well into the day and snowmelt will continue in the mild air mass. As a cold front approaches from the west early this afternoon, temperatures will begin to fall as the wind flips around to the southwest, then west behind the front. Rain will become more widely scattered during the afternoon as temperatures steadily drop through the 40s and into the 30s by the end of the day. Colder air will continue to flow in tonight and temperatures will drop below freezing and into the 20s. Leftover moisture will fall in the form of snow showers, which could dust the ground in many locations, with some spots, especially across the higher terrain and closer to the Great Lakes, picking up at least a few inches of snow. Any water left on the ground will freeze overnight, and there will be some icy spots late tonight and into the early morning hours on Saturday. The trough of low pressure responsible for this storm will pivot through the region on Saturday, keeping skies mostly cloudy. We'll still see a few flurries and scattered snow showers, but in the snow belts, more persistent snow closer to Lakes Erie and Ontario. Otherwise, temperatures will be much cooler, with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. That high pressure center will be overhead on Sunday, keeping it mostly sunny and dry, with highs in the lower to mid 30s. By Monday, a weak disturbance will pivot through the Great Lakes and into our region with mostly cloudy skies and a chance of snow showers, high temperatures back into the mid-30s. A new area of high pressure will build in behind this system for the middle of next week, and skies will be mostly sunny and it'll be cooler on Tuesday with highs in the mid-20s before rebounding with mostly sunny skies into the lower 30s on Wednesday. Another strong storm will head in our direction for the latter portion of next week. Out ahead of this system, there's a good chance of showers by the end of the day Thursday and perhaps even some heavier rain on Friday with highs pushing into the 40s. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with moderate rain and fog, 37 degrees with a south wind at 75 gusting to 92 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals, and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 61 degrees, the dew point 57, 87% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 22 miles per hour, gusting to 38, and the barometer at 29.40 and is starting to rise just in the last hour. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City windy with rain tapering off to showers, temperatures falling through the 50s and 40s. In Boston, very windy with rain heavy at times and possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the lower 60s with temperatures falling through the 50s later in the afternoon. And in Buffalo, windy with snow 1 to 2 inches and highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 56 degrees, the low 35. The average temperature, 46, that's 20 degrees above normal. 32 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, no snow. 24.7 inches for the month, which is 14.7 inches above normal. And 25.9 inches for the season, which is 12.8 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low 18. The record high 66 set in 1889, and the record low 22 below zero in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 7:24 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:27 p.m., 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Windy with rain, heavy at times this morning, and possibly a thunderstorm. The rain will taper off to showers in the afternoon. Temperatures starting in the 50s will fall into the 30s by the end of the day. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, windy with rain, heavy at times this morning, and possibly a thunderstorm. The rain will taper off to showers in the afternoon. Temperatures starting in the lower 60s will fall into the 40s by the end of the day. Mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain this morning, then rain and snow showers in the afternoon. Temperatures starting in the lower 50s will fall into the 30s by the end of the day. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, windy with rain, heavy at times this morning, and possibly a thunderstorm. The rain will taper off to showers in the afternoon. Temperatures starting in the 50s and lower 60s will fall into the 40s by the end of the day. Mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Windy with rain, heavy at times this morning, and possibly a thunderstorm. The rain will taper off to showers in the afternoon. Temperatures starting around 60 will fall into the lower 40s by the end of the day. Mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, flurries or snow showers, breezy, lower 30s. Mostly sunny, lower to mid-30s on Sunday. A chance of snow showers Monday in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, 20s on Tuesday. Mostly sunny, lower 30s on Wednesday. And a chance of rain and snow showers on Thursday with highs in the lower 40s. Merry Christmas. Stay safe and have a great day. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.